Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. I've got to
run to keep from high. And I'm bound to keep on high. I got one more silver dollar. But I ain't gonna let them get me, no. Not gonna let them get to midnight.
Chris McFarland.
Yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02 on, I guess, a Sunday morning. Right here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on a special edition of the League Championship Series. That's right. I know we want to talk about the Subway Series. And we will if you want. 888-808-1019. I got Rami on the other side with me. And I'll be rolling with you for the next 3 hours until 3 a.m. in Al Cintron. All right, look. I know we want to talk about the Subway Series. And believe you me, I think we can all feel like it's right here on the doorstep. But the fact of the matter is there's another series here that needs to be played, work yet to be done. And now we finally have the opponents for both of these teams. And tonight, it's officially game day. The New York Mets will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in game one of the NLCS. We have to wait for tomorrow for the Yankees to take on Cleveland. We're going to get to that in just a second. But I want to start with the Mets and this matchup against the Dodgers, because as we get ready for this most unlikely National League Championship Series with this Mets team, and let's just be fair, right? We've been on a roll here for a while with the Mets, and the way they've played has been remarkable, and we've talked about it. We know all the heroics and the unlikelihood of this run and how just resilient they are. We've thrown the word around a lot, and it's all been amazing. And this matchup in particular, like, it makes you realize where we are and where we were. Because the Jorge Lopez game, the season turned around. This all started against the Dodgers. And if you think about the opponent that's in front of them to get back to the World Series for the first time since 2015, and the first time to have a chance to win a championship since 1986. And if you think back to where they were the last time these two teams met, the Mets blew a tie game in the... They came back and tied a game at 3-3, and then in the sixth inning had an inning that completely fell apart. Lopez walks off the field, throws his glove in the air, and it's almost as if the Mets' burdens went with it. Because since that moment against the Dodgers, they were 11 games under 500. They have the team meeting. Mendoza shows another example of holding players accountable and taking a relief pitcher who at the time, you know, now it's easy to say and you look back on it, but I mean, the Mets bullpen was not in great shakes at that moment. And Jorge Lopez, despite the fact having that moment, I'm not telling you he was great, but he was not one of the... He was someone I felt at the time they probably could use and needed the rest of the way. But this manager shows you that if you don't fall in line with what the Mets have going, if you're not interested in being the best teammate you can be, best player you can be, then you have no need for this team, and this team has no need for you. And since that moment, after a sweep at the hands of the Dodgers in a vital 10-game homestand, in the middle of that homestand about to take on the Diamondbacks, in that moment, this Mets team decided enough was enough. And since that moment, in late May, we are looking at the best team in baseball. We are looking at a team that's been on a mission. And now we are looking at a far different team than the Dodgers are used to and remember the last time they played. And, you know, we were talking about it. And everybody, and myself included, and I think most people felt like this was the matchup you'd rather have than the Padres. Now, you might have said that before the Padres didn't score a run over the last two games, including a bullpen game. But if you look at the matchup of this series, you've got a banged-up Freddie Freeman, but a top of the order for the Dodgers that's not just good, right? Not just all-stars. These are some of the best hitters of their generation in Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. And yes, Kiki Hernandez continues to show he's a postseason performer. But honestly, you look up and down, show me where the New York Mets are not better than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, you want to talk about the top of the lineup? I understand how, listen, right there, leadoff, the two MVPs, the discussion we've been having all second half of this season. Who's a real MVP? What does an MVP mean? Well, right now, who's performing better in the postseason? Ohtani hit a three-run home run in his second at bat of this postseason. Besides that, he's got one other RBI. He's hitting 200. He did not have a great series against San Diego, but we know how good they both are at the top of the order. But you could argue that the top of that order is historic and better than the Mets. The rest of the lineup, the Mets have proven to be nothing but fierce hitters throughout that entire lineup. 1 through 9, they have had guys who have consistently stepped up. Guys whose names are far worse than what they've put forth over the course of this season. And you've got guys, top Vientos has established himself as a star. We don't have to go through it. We know it. I would argue that this lineup is better than the Los Angeles Dodgers, that it's deeper than the Los Angeles Dodgers, that it consistently gives you good at-bats, better than what we've seen from the Los Angeles Dodgers over the course of the second half of the season since that moment in May. I don't even think it's worth mentioning the rotation. Yes, Yamamoto pitched well in Game 5, the deciding game, and whether it be the bullpen game, Yamamoto, and whatever else, they shut down a San Diego lineup that I would have argued is better than the Dodgers as well and deeper than the Dodgers. So they've got Flaherty going in Game 1. He wasn't very good in his first postseason start. I don't look at him as a dominant starting pitcher. That scares me. And we know what the starting pitching for this New York Mets team has been since the beginning of June. It's been the best starting rotation in all of baseball. Neither team scares me in the bullpen. Right? They've got their issues there. I could argue the Mets have a better team there. We've seen some blowups. Edwin Diaz will always scare you. I just think, unless it's 2022, Edwin Diaz is going to scare you. Right? We've seen Buto struggle at times in this postseason. Maton the same. They're rested now. I would think this bullpen's as good or better than the Dodgers. The lineup is deeper and maybe not as top-heavy, but deeper than the Dodgers. And this starting rotation is better than the Dodgers. Show me where the Los Angeles Dodgers are better than the New York Mets. And to think that this is where we are now, when where we were at the end of May was the Dodgers embarrassing the New York Mets, the Dodgers forcing an in-house meeting, a players-only meeting, the moment of ultimate embarrassment at the time of the Lopez throwing the glove in the air, him getting kicked off the team meeting, that low point in the season, 11 games under 500. And since that moment, the Dodgers have been what the Dodgers are supposed to be. The Dodgers are what they were in that game, at that moment, at that time. A very good to dominant team inside this National League. The number one overall seed with, you know, the super team spending all that money. And we'll get into the idea of how many teams are left in the postseason and how much money they spend. Or the also narrative of the wild card teams having an enormous advantage. And that's how it's turned out in previous seasons, not so much this year. We'll get into all that at 888-808-1019. But from that moment to this, the New York Mets have been the better team from then till now. And I tell you, as we stand here today on this Sunday morning at 12:11 in the a.m., as we get ready for Game 1 of the NLCS, say that to yourself again, Mets fans. Like, think of, like, I know it's hard to just stop. And by all means, as I'm saying all this, it leads to the idea of there is no house money. There is no house money. Like, I don't think, like, will we be furious with the Mets if they lose this series? I don't know. I have to see the games played. Probably not. Will ultimately, if they lose this series, after a day or two of licking your wounds and being sad and watching them play the Yankees in the World Series, will you still be able to look back on this year as the impossible, wonderful, amazing season that it's been? Probably. Probably. But make no mistake, these moments don't come around. This game tonight doesn't come around that often. You know that, I know that. And I'm telling you right now, this is not David and Goliath. This is not the Dodger team versus the Met team circa May 28th. The Mets are better. The Mets should win this series. And if they don't, it will be disappointing. And if they don't, it will be an opportunity wasted, because we can talk about how good this team is and how much we trust the manager, and we do. And he's done an amazing job. And we could talk about how good the GM is, and you're combining a young executive who's as good as any in the game that built up a Milwaukee team out of thin air in a market with no money and built them to be a sustained, successful organization even after he departs, even after their excellent manager leaves for their bitter rival in the Cubs. There they are, winning divisions, two outs away from taking care of this Mets team that I think can beat the Dodgers. So you've got that kind of executive. You've got the pockets of this owner who's on a mission to change your opinion of this franchise, your opinion of what happens in series like this, in moments like this. The future is bright for the New York Mets. There's no other way to look at it. That's the absolute truth. Doesn't mean you will get back to here. It doesn't mean it. Look at over and situations over and over again. As a Yankee fan, I can tell you about 2017 and how the team was turned around by the great Brian Cashman. They sold. They were old. They were tired. The next year, they're in the ALCS with a rookie who hit 50 home runs, with Gleyber Torres waiting to come up the next year, with Gary Sanchez, the best power-hitting catcher in the sport, all-star. They're about to trade for the MVP the next year. Before the season started, you had an MVP in Giancarlo Stanton added to this team. You've got this young core of players. They added all these young, exciting prospects built for the future. They still haven't got back to that moment. They still haven't been one win away from the World Series. Look at Philadelphia 2 years ago, the magic carpet ride they were on, and Bryce Harper hitting all those home runs and on their way to the World Series. They fell apart in the NLCS last year against the Diamondbacks and couldn't get past the Mets this year. You don't know what's going to happen. This moment, right now, and think about this, Met fans, because it's absolutely true. You have one opponent in your way to get back to the World Series since 2015. One opponent. And I'm telling you, they are not better than the New York Mets. I don't know when the next time we'll be able to say that is. This is an enormous game with Kodai Senga going in game one. Hopefully he's got more length. You could tell by the way the manager speaks about it. He doesn't want to talk about how long he's going to go. They don't know. They don't want. Who knows how long they'll go into this bullpen? Who knows if it's Peterson, McGill, whoever backing him up? McGill's got good numbers against the Dodgers. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know how they're going to do it. But I'm telling you right now, I can't look at this series and tell myself the Dodgers are definitively better in anything. The New York Mets have an opportunity to get to the World Series against the team that created the low watermark for them at the end of May, where dopes like me were calling them dead. And Met fans were embarrassed. Yeah, we can go back to the 0-5 and the, you know, rock bottom from Gary Cohen and no one in the building and no hit through seven and about to be 0-6. Yeah, that's rock bottom too. And we talk so much about the meeting and we talk so much about Lopez and we talk so much about being 11 games under 500. Well, this is the team that did it to you. This is the team that swept you in a 3-game set, put you 11 games under 500, had your team scrambling for answers, kicking relievers off the team who didn't want to be there, arguing whether or not he said he's the worst teammate or you're the worst team, and both cases felt like the truth. And now you're in the NLCS against that same team looking completely different on a mission. on a mission where at every turn you have found the answer, pushed the right button, made the right move, took the right fork in the road, whatever stupid analogy you want to come with, the Mets have done it every single time along the way. It's impossible to kill this team. And as much as we can look to the future and get past the season and go, wow, Grimace, OMG, the amazing turnaround, 11 games under 500, the moment in, you know, Lindor's home runs, whether it be Atlanta, whether it be Philadelphia, the Pete Alonso moment when everybody was casting him aside and ready to move on from him, all the different moments that have happened, all the different great things that have gone on with this team, and all as much as the future is as bright as any franchise in the entire Major League Baseball, it doesn't change the fact that I view them as the better team in this series and that they have to freaking win it. 888-808-1019. So we'll start with the Mets. We'll get into the Yankee series. Obviously, as they have established, they will play the Cleveland Guardians yet again. A familiar opponent. And I don't think we need to talk about who's the better team in this matchup. I don't think I have to go through the different elements of a team to tell you who's better. Because we all know who's better. We've known who the Yankees were going to play, that they were going to be better than since game one of the DS against the Kansas City Royals. We talked about it. The lanes opened up. The Yankees were never going to play a team that they were worse than. They were never going to play a team that is even equal to them. They're going to have to beat teams that are lesser than them. They're going to have to beat themselves if they are going to lose. That's plain and simple. We can get into the matchup and the starting pitching, and we will. They have no starting pitching. They have a dangerous bullpen, and arguably the best bullpen in the American League until, I don't know, have you seen the last 15 innings of Yankee bullpen? They've got a lineup that took Scooble deep for a grand slam, scored 5 runs in that inning, and figured out a way to beat the best pitcher in baseball. They are a resilient group. They are tough. They've been here before. They've got a leadoff hitter that scares the hell out of me. They got a superstar in the middle of the lineup. They are not a cakewalk. They're not a joke. They're not a laughingstock. They're not somebody the Yankees should just brush aside with a swipe and have a quick little 4-game sweep or a 5-game gentleman sweep. I don't know. I don't think they are nothing. I don't think this should be a laugher of a series. But it's one that certainly the Yankees can't lose. So we are looking at 2 championship series where the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, in my mind, are the better teams. And I've been poo-pooing this Subway Series. I kind of even poo-pooed it here in the open because there's work to be done. But we are so close, I can taste it. We are so close to a Subway Series and one that, in my mind, would be better than in 2000. One that would have more juice than 2000. And one where a lot of people would feel a lot different about the outcome. 888-808-1019. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Yankees. But we start with your calls, Met fans, as it is game day. We'll get to the Giants and their injuries going up against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals on primetime Sunday night. We'll get, I suppose, the controversy of Neighbors and his, you know, personal life and what his comings and goings with a concussion. We can get to the Jets a little bit as they play Monday night. And, of course, it is always a football Sunday. We can go around the league as well. 888-808-1019. Nick Monagle here with you on a special Sunday morning, a championship series edition of C-Mac in the overnight, taking your calls all the way to 3 a.m. right here on The Fan.